Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a breaking ball swing and a miss. He went after an outside offering, strike three. And I mean, Woodford looked really impressive in that inning. And a breaking ball swing and a miss. He went after an
Just in case you wanted to hear that a second time, that, of course, a highlight there from the Memphis Redbirds. And Jake Woodford, one of those guys that are down in Memphis. One of the guys that are here with us in St. Louis is Daniel Guerrero, who I have not yet had the pleasure to meet in person. Daniel is covering minor league baseball specifically for the Cards, for STL Today, for the Post-Dispatch, and for their new way of coverage, and that is St. Louis pinch hits. But Daniel, I really appreciate you taking the time tonight to join us here on KMOX.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the invite, Joe. It's, excited to talk about some Cardinals baseball.
It's never a bad time to talk Cardinals baseball, right? So let's start with a guy like Jake Woodford. As all we have heard, over the last couple of weeks is that this team is looking for, you know, ways to get outs, and certainly ways to get outs when it is not coming from Gallegos and Cabrera and Helsley. So if they're down or if they're tied or if those guys, you know, worked the night before, Jake Woodford is one of those guys that last year, right off the bat, benefited maybe more than anybody else from the acquisitions of Jay Happ and John Lester, because he was able to go down to Memphis, kind of reinvent himself, and he came back a different guy. What does he need to do now, or what is he doing now to then come back here as a different guy?
I think it just kind of goes back to, I think, what Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol said earlier this year, in one of the times that Woodford was optioned, that, you know, the organization is hoping to see some more consistency with just kind of his secondary pitches, especially like with this slider. That was something that, you know, sometimes can kind of get away from him. Even in the start yesterday, I mean, he threw six innings, gave up two runs, and some of that command wasn't there for early in the game. He kind of got better control of that, and also with his curveball late. But in the inning that he gave up the two runs, I mean, you did see that kind of big issue where he just couldn't command those pitches, and that's something that obviously he was sent down to Memphis to do. And, you know, had a little, you know, kind of flashes of success with it yesterday. But, I mean, I think the bigger picture is that, you know, you want to see that on a more consistent basis.
So I want to stick with pitching, and I'm going to be really honest, and I don't know the answer to this, but what are they looking for? What do they want for Matthew Liberatore to be here and to be here for a long period of time? And I mean in St. Louis.
Yeah, with Liberatore, I mean, that's an interesting one. I mean, just because, you know, he is the organization's top pitching prospect. I mean, he's already made his debut. And he's only 22 years old. So I think that's kind of a benefit to maybe him not being on the major league staff right now because he is so young. I think, I mean, another factor is, you know, kind of where the rotation is now, because obviously you have like your veteran starters, and then Andre Pallante kind of moves in from the bullpen into the rotation, and it has looked good in opportunities he's gotten as a starter. And then you have Jack Flaherty come back, and, you know, you're still kind of building him up, and, you know, he's still working on some things. But, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, he's somebody who, you know, was an opening day starter before and is kind of looked at as, you know, somebody who can lead a staff. So I think with Liberatore, I mean, he's gotten those opportunities in the majors, and that's something he's talked about before, of building off of even the struggles that he's had in pitching in the big leagues and worked on that down in the minors. So I think, I mean, just kind of with him, I mean, it's kind of weird because, I mean, he's already arrived, but it's also kind of like a waiting thing because you want to make sure, you know, this guy who, you know, you traded for and have kind of positioned to be somebody, you know, a piece of the rotation for the future, kind of has a more consistent role on the major league staff as opposed to kind of being in the bullpen or just kind of being up and down. I mean, obviously he'll be called on when needed, but still being down in Memphis also gives him those innings that he still needs, you know, being that young.
Yeah, I feel like if you're, you know, if right now your rotation at the big league level includes Jack Flaherty, who has himself admitted that he's not been, you know, where he expected to be in two big league starts, and Andre Pallante, and I mean, I guess if they are wanting to ultimately keep him and develop him as a starter, that's fine. But I feel like, man, that he could be getting those regular innings, the more consistent outings on a regular basis at the big league level. And is it just one of those things that they just don't, you know, do you believe they just don't want him yet to be that exposed, or that, you know, that he could do more, I guess, at the AAA level?
I think it's just more of wanting to see consistency, because that was something that, I mean, even in his starts last year, there wasn't a whole lot of. I mean, I know, and I think it was like the last month of the minor league season where he pitched a lot better than he did. I mean, maybe in the kind of in the mid parts of 2021. And I mean, this year also in the minors, he's had some good starts and some starts that, you know, aren't kind of what you hope for. And I think just getting him, I guess, more exposed to perfect those things or work as best as he can to just kind of be a more well-rounded pitcher down in the minors, obviously, is more of a benefit to him as opposed to, I guess, just kind of, like you said, I guess, getting exposed at the majors and having to work through those things, but also kind of have that factor of, you know, of trying to win games and trying to make the playoffs and ultimately you have a deep run.
Daniel Guerrero with us from STL Today, the Post-Dispatch, at the Dan Guerrero on Twitter. So tell our listeners a little bit about STL Pinch Hits, because it's kind of a different route of coverage, something that I think allows yourself as well as Derek Gould and some of the other writers do a little bit different way of covering the Cardinals. And obviously, for you personally, you can focus a little more on the minor leagues. But tell me just a little bit about how it's been and how that STL Pinch Hits is going.
So, yeah, STL Pinch Hits, it's just an expanded coverage of Cardinals baseball by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STL Today. With STL Pinch Hits, I mean, one of the biggest things was more minor league coverage, which, you know, is my role in covering, yeah, I mean, all of Cardinals prospects, you know, from the AAA team all the way down to, like, the Dominican Summer League teams. I mean, and that's, you know, kind of one of the things that we've gone deeper into with coverage. I mean, and also on Pinch Hits, you'll see some other exclusive content from Hall of Fame baseball writer Post-Dispatch's Rick, you know, the commish, Rick Hummel, some kind of look back since Cardinals history and, you know, stories from him. And we also, another thing with kind of Pinch Hits and STL Today, there's kind of a different, I guess, way that we're providing game coverage. I mean, from the game stories that Derek Gould and Rick Hummel are writing, I mean, there's more like a quick hit. And then the next day on STL Today, it's kind of a deeper dive into, you know, kind of what were the, you know, the bigger tones of the, one of the bigger tones of the most recent games. And then also with STL Pinch Hits, we have a minor league podcast called Best Podcast in the Minors, which is, you know, kind of a play on Derek Gould's Best Podcast in Baseball name. And, you know, we try to bring on some guests, whether they're players or coaches from around the Cardinals minor leagues. And that's with me and STL Pinch Hits producer Carter Chapley. And overall, it's just expanded coverage on Cardinals baseball from the Post-Dispatch. So, I mean, there's a lot more content to look for and some stuff that, you know, obviously the Post-Dispatch didn't have before.
Totally love it. Like we said, not a bad time, obviously, to be talking Cardinals baseball. So, you know, I've talked a lot about, we've looked at, I think people know about, like, Mason Winn, maybe not so much about Moises Gomez, maybe a little bit more this year, but who is somebody that has caught your attention either, you know, as you've, you know, as you watched in the spring or as you've seen as the season began, that maybe, you know, we're not keeping our eye on, and whether or not it's somebody that the, you know, the organization is really tracking or not, who's somebody that just stands out to you, Dan?
Somebody just recently, I mean, who kind of stands out to me is Tink Kent. He was a second-round pick in he was a second-round, a compensatory pick in the 2020 draft that, you know, where Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn were selected, and he was a high school pitcher. I mean, he's still only 19, and he made his minor league he made a season debut, you know, not too long ago with Palm Beach, and he's just been effective. I mean, he's only had limited quantity of innings because he's only pitched maximum of 3 innings in all of his starts. I mean, his last start, he only pitched 2 2/3, but he's still showing kind of the features that you would, you know, hope to see from a pitching prospect. I mean, he has a fastball that, you know, kind of gets up to 98. He has a pretty strikes out a lot of batters, and actually talking recently with Palm Beach manager Gary Kendall, you know, he mentioned that, you know, Tink Kent is kind of a guy who, for being that young, kind of already exhibits some of the qualities that you'd see from, you know, a top pitching prospect, somebody who mechanically, you know, looks good, somebody who has a good mentality, and just somebody who you can kind of keep eyes on for the future. And especially with him being so young, being a high school arm, obviously there's time for him to develop and time for, you know, kind of a waiting game on that. But I mean, he's somebody who, you know, might not be looked at a lot, or might not be talked about as often as, you know, like Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn. But he's somebody who, you know, maybe in a couple years will be kind of positioned in that, you know, range of, you know, being somebody who's a top pitching prospect.
Daniel, I appreciate you taking some time tonight. I look forward to more coverage. Certainly, you and I will have to meet in person. Maybe we can do it at the ballpark this weekend. I assume you'll be there to watch this Cardinals-Cubs series, but I would encourage folks to check out the Dan Guerrero on Twitter, but also check out STL Pinch Hits with the expanded Cardinals coverage and minor league coverage and all that good stuff. And I mean, this is a heck of a time to be covering Cardinals minor. There are so many guys either already in the bigs or certainly making their way up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been a lot of call-ups this year and a lot of rookies who have had some impact. And there are still guys, you know, in the minors who you could be seeing fairly soon. But thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited to have the pleasure of being able to talk some Cardinals baseball and minor league baseball as well.
Fantastic. That is Daniel Guerrero from STL Today and STL Pinch Hits. And we have just a single segment left to wrap things up here on a Thursday night on Sports Open Line on the Strike Zone. I'm Joe Pott. We'll do it when we come back here on Camo X.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.